At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year, everyone. Today, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had surrounding the case against Rex Heuermann, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
I think one of the big disturbing things is how law enforcement, James Burke specifically, he was the man in command at that point in time, and how it was all just kind of brushed over in many ways, shapes, and forms, and things were stopped at weird places. And now we know just how involved, or the allegations of him being involved in that area were. And one goes, well, why would they not prosecute some of these things earlier? Why would they not look at these things? I would imagine. And I'm going to speculate on two different areas here. Number one, if you're involved in that world of hiring sex workers and you don't want to be found out, if they happen to be dropping dead every now and then, and it happened to be one that you saw on a regular basis, well, that's one more person that can't ever talk and say that you were with them. And right. I hesitate to go this far, but I do wonder, and I hope they are looking into, and I'm curious to get your opinion on this. Is there a connection between James Burke and Rex Heuermann?
Who knows? I mean, it certainly begs the question, doesn't it?
At least.
I mean, the fact that we're talking about it right now tells us all we need to know, that the whole situation begs the question. Her connection, was he just simply too close to the situation because of it? Is it potential involvement with sex workers himself personally, that he was not willing to do the investigation that was required in order to stop him? I mean, there's a myriad of reasons in why he didn't do something. And hopefully, you know, that's all going to come out. You know, whether it'll come out at the criminal trial is unlikely because it won't be relevant to what he's been charged with. But if somebody sues him civilly and that guy's got to sit for a deposition, Tony, like whoever that, that's a different thing. Like, I love depositions in civil cases because that's when you can, like, so many times you have criminal cases where, in terms of the testimony, it's going to be limited because of relevance. It's got to be relevant to the crime that is being tried at trial. That is a collateral issue that could be just absolutely devastating. And if somebody sues him in civil court, they then get to depose him. And there are no rules with respect to that. I mean, of course, his attorney can object to questions. But ultimately, you know, if that happens, both attorneys get in front of the judge and they argue about why he should have to answer it. I mean, he could be put to the fire where he's going to have to answer a lot of questions. Yeah. I mean, I hope that happens, you know, because the likelihood that we'll hear about it coming out of the criminal trial is very slim. But, you know, if we've got cases, if there's some kind of civil suit that can go against him, and again, I'm looking at if we find more bodies, if we find more bodies, you're looking at going after him. You know, but because I mean, the problem with it is governmental immunity. First and foremost, you got to be able to break that threshold. It seems like, based on what we know, that we might be able to break through it because willful and wanton behavior, when he clearly had evidence, and if he was the one that they can show that he was the one that was shutting the investigation down, that's willful and wanton in my book. And he's going to have to answer for it. And so you might be able to pierce the governmental immunity and go at him civilly and individually as well. So, we'll see how it plays out. But if there are, because that's what I've been saying, I'm like, man, if they find more victims after the fact, after he should have been caught, after that witness came forward, somebody, some lawyer is going to take the shot and they're going to try to sue, you know, Suffolk County, and they're going to try to sue him. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how it plays out, man. But it'll be interesting for sure.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.